This is KUNC. Colorado's Office of Behavioral Health received a federal grant in April of 2017 to address the state's growing opioid crisis. That year, 560 Coloradans died from opioid overdoses. KUNC Stephanie Daniel recently spoke to Director Robert Werthwine about their addiction, prevention, and treatment efforts.
First off, put Colorado's opioid crisis into context. How bad are things here compared to the rest of the country?
I think it varies by the region where you go in Colorado. As you're aware, there's some areas in Colorado where meth is still the primary concern. It's not opioids. And then you have places like southern Colorado and southeast Colorado, where the fatality rate from opioids is one of the highest in the nation. There's been a lot of effort, particularly from the state as well as the Colorado Hospital Association, in addressing prescribing behaviors. That is something that is can be applied statewide, and making sure that when folks need pain meds, we're keeping a close eye on the impact of providing those pain meds and not giving more than what's needed.
2 years ago, your office created the Colorado State Targeted Response to the Opioid Crisis Grant Program. How is it going? Is it working?
It's going really well. Most recently, the OP Rescue Treatment Locator, it's an app that folks can use, and they can find a provider, a medication-assisted treatment provider, on a map. The app has other features, but we're excited to have the treatment located on there so we can ease the access by which people can get the services they need. A couple other things that we've been working on is increasing the number of providers that have medication-assisted treatment. It's a certification process that an advanced nurse practitioner or a physician, someone with a medical degree, can get certified, and that way they can do medication-assisted treatment. So that really means addressing opioids from a medical standpoint, which it is. It's a medical issue, as well as needing behavioral therapy. So it combines sort of the medical approach with the behavioral therapy approach. A couple of other things that we've been really working on, we're excited by, is naloxone kits. We have over 12,000 naloxone kits have been distributed. This really is a life-saving approach to folks who experience an overdose. And it's been really effective in helping us save lives in Colorado.
Since the implementation of those initiatives, your office has also received another 2-year federal grant. What do you hope to accomplish over the next 2 years?
By September 2020, we really want to increase the number of people receiving medication-assisted treatment. The plan is to spend $5 million to achieve a goal of 1,100 people, additional people receiving medication-assisted treatment. And we also, one of the efforts that we're doing that we're excited about is mobile units. So for rural Colorado, it's been really a challenge to try to get services to folks in those areas. We're going to create 6 mobile units that will have medication-assisted treatment. We'll have a nurse on board, as well as behavioral health specialist and a peer. And then we'll do some telehealth with the medical provider so we can provide the medication-assisted treatment. We're excited about that. We hope to serve roughly 900 people. And the thing I didn't mention earlier was Lift the Label. So we're going to continue our Lift the Label campaign. That's really an anti-stigma campaign, helping people get off the sort of the false notion that opioid addiction is somehow related to just heroin. Most people get addicted to opioids from legally prescribed medication, and that's how they get addicted to the medication. And we really want to sort of help educate folks that this can happen to anyone, and it does happen to many people of different life backgrounds.
In addition to the work your office is doing around increasing access to medication-assisted treatment, it's also a priority for the state legislature this year. So why is medication-assisted treatment important?
The great news about medication-assisted treatment, it's really effective. It's an effective way to treat addiction when it comes to opioids. With medication-assisted treatment, what we're doing is meeting the physiological needs of the body without the sort of the side effects that you get with opioids, and helping people come off and slowly being able to safely come off of their addiction to opioids. It's proven to work, and it's been really effective. And that's why we really have invested so much into it in Colorado.
That was Robert Werthwine, the director of Colorado's Office of Behavioral Health. He was discussing the state's plan to prevent and treat opioid addiction. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.